It's Judgment Day. Five teams, two spots.
No, I can't continue with this. Hello, welcome to the Davabet Welsh Premier League podcast, the record-breaking Davabet Welsh Premier League podcast. Yes, lots of listens last week, and hopefully it's going to be just as super this week with a Super Saturday, five teams trying to get those last two places in the top six. We'll hear from some of the managers who will be biting their nails this weekend to see what happens. We'll have Jonah's analysis, as per usual. Dylan Ebenezer from Scoria reveals which game they're going to be covering. And we've also got a Patalbot fan who suffered in Aberystwyth for 3 days. Was he happy? Was he grumpy? He will be on the show to give us his experience and a TripAdvisor report on the wonderful town of Aberystwyth. Meanwhile, look, let's get to business. It's a busy old weekend coming up. All 5:15 kickoffs. Jonah joins me. Jonah, you've been in a nail biter like this before. How does it feel as a manager to be in this position?
Well, Mark, it's so important now as a manager because apart from one or two clubs, your remit most probably at the start of the season now is to get your team into the top six, right? Top six finish now, you know, usually keeps you in your job. You know, these are good jobs now, these Welsh Premier jobs. They're big football jobs. Top six, unfortunately, is usually your ask.
So we'll start our crunch review by talking to a man who did very well for Carmarthen in December, got them Player of the Month award, Luke Cummings. You had a very good December, it seems, didn't you?
Very enjoyable December. Obviously, we've been getting the positive results that we've been having, and I think we've adapted well to the playing surfaces over the Christmas period. Obviously, getting a few goals is always pleasing, and obviously, the results are more important, and I think that's been the most pleasing thing in regards to the award. Very privileged and very happy with the month.
You changed in a bit of a different position in December. Was that why you did so well and got the award, do you think?
Before I signed for the Welsh Premier, I was Cardiff, and I played right wing and right back, so very familiar with both positions. Obviously, playing further forward, you are going to find yourself in better scoring positions, and thankfully, the chances that I had over the Christmas period, I managed to put them away. So hopefully, I can continue with the rest of the season now.
Well, it is the crunch game on Saturday. It's real, but it's at your home place. Do you fancy it because you're at home and you feel you've obviously got the crowd behind you at home?
We're very strong at home, to be honest. We know Real, and you know, we know they're going to be tough. But yeah, we know what we got to do. We need the 3 points and we need a couple of other results to go our way. But we're just going to focus on the 3 points, and hopefully things will take care of themselves, and we can manage to clinch the sixth spot then.
Some better results at the start of the season, you would have been top six already?
At the start of the year, you always aim to get in the top six. I think a few of our performances have let ourselves down. I think the weather's played a big factor, and the pitches have had a big factor in that. We've got a team which are very technically very good, and I think with the pitches, we've had to change the way we play, sort of, and we've had to be a bit more physical, and I think when we've come up against teams with bigger lads, and you know, I think we fell short in a few games this year, but over Christmas we've looked solid, we've picked up, and hopefully we can claim sixth spot on Saturday, and that'll be everything that the club deserves, really.
But the thing is, see, Jonah, Carmarthen have got a terrible goal difference, haven't they? And however good they've been of late, they've had early season results that have let them down. So is that goal difference going to hold Carmarthen back?
I have the table right in front of me now. That gives them the 30 points, right? Definitely. Now, Gapconnor's key, they're playing a TNS team, right? I think they've done magnificent, Gapconnor's key, to get where they have, right? They've done everything right. They must be pleased with the turnaround in form. They've got to get a point at least off a TNS. They're not going to take their foot off the gas this year. I know how disappointed they were to get beat once last year, and they didn't go through the season invincible. This is a good manager and a good team, TNS, who want to create an invincible tag, I think. So, unfortunately for me, I wouldn't want to be playing against TNS on the last day. You know, good luck to them, because they've been the team who've improved more than anybody else, Gapconnor's key. But I think Carmarthen 3 points, if they do get that against Real, who are fighting for, you know, for points down the bottom, it will see them in the top six. But we usually have tough encounters on the last day for the top six. But I don't think we've ever seen anything like this since the start of the split.
Well, there'll be many people biting their nails this Saturday. One of them, I would argue, would be Jay Catton from Connors Key Nomads. He joins me on the phone now. How's your nail varnish ready for this Saturday, Jay?
Yeah, it's an exciting weekend to look forward to. A lot of permutations, a lot of different results can affect different things. But, you know, it's great for us to be involved and have a chance at top six going into last weekend.
Put simply, you've just got to do the job, haven't you? You've got to win.
It's as simple as that. You know, you can't. I'm sure all the other teams, Carmarthen, Newtown, Aber, even Bangor, they'll just be worrying about their own game. There's no point looking at other fixtures or other results. You worry about your own game, and we'll be planning and preparing, doing everything we can for TNS fixture like we would with every other game.
Do you think you've got the most difficult game? The fact it's TNS.
Yeah, arguably. With the usual that they're a pro team and whatnot, like everyone mentions, but. You know, it's a great challenge. We always enjoy playing TNS. It's a standard we try to, we all strive and fall. That's the level set in the league. But, you know, the league's shown this year, everyone can beat everyone. So I don't think there's a necessarily toughest fixture or easier fixture, but it's one that, you know, we're looking forward to on the weekend.
And you got Manager of the Month award. You must be pleased not only the results, but the performances that have led to that gong.
Yeah, it was a fantastic month. You know, the credit goes to Andy for that. Who's come in, who's been absolutely fantastic, and he's added an extra element to us as a club, as a first team, and from that impact that for what the players have produced, you know, the work rate, the energy, the enthusiasm, you know, it's been everything that we expect. But we've still got a long way to go. You know, we've got to do everything we can the weekend to get to that top six, and if we do, then make that grade. You know, push on again. So there's a lot more work to be had and a big week ahead for us.
Oh, don't do yourself down, Jay. It's a dynamic duo. You like Batman and Robin, you two?
Oh, it's good. You know, like I said, he's been great coming in, Andy. It's not just with Andy. It's, you know, we've got a great staff here at the club. You know, we've got Mark Rowlands, who's involved with us, the youth team as well. Great physio, Gemma Bamford, goalkeeper coach Neil Ebrill, kitman Mal Latta. The players, you know, we've got a really, really good, strong group. We've got a good work ethic, and together as a group, we hope we can achieve something.
The only thing I'm worrying about, Jay, is your cough. You're coughing a bit there. Don't go losing your voice now before Saturday.
No. If you just that sort of period, a lot of games, a lot of academy sessions and whatnot. But no, we'll all be fully fit and ready to go for the weekend.
I'll send a packet of Strepsils up, Jay. So thanks for joining us on the podcast. Well, Connor from the Blue Faction fans at Bangor thought that was it, you're out. But mathematically, Bangor are very much still in this, and they could go up. Let's hear from Neville Powell after the brilliant result against Newtown and what he thinks will happen this weekend.
We're still in with a bit of a shout, but more importantly, we've got a massive game against Haverford West here now, and, you know, if we can take 3 points there, it'll take us further away from the bottom teams, because there's nothing in it. There's only two or three wins either way, and they're back in it, so the sooner we get to 35 points, the better in my eyes, wherever we finish. So, as you say, we'll be looking. If we do miss out on the top six, we want to make sure we finish seventh and possibly get in the playoffs through that way. So, Ballard done it a couple of years ago and gone into Europe, so... There's no reason why, you know, we can't do it, because we've certainly got the players and the fans and the club to do it.
Bangor could possibly do this. I mean, do you fancy Bangor's chances for being in those last two places?
I can work it out, Mark. There's always, you know, there's always a last day shock result, and this is almost the last day of the season. Not of the season, but qualification, like we said, for the playoff. Bangor, you've gone about Bangor. They're definitely the Jekyll and Hyde team of the season. 1 minute. They're worried about their form, and the next minute they look like Euro contenders. With last season's, you know, finish in mind, if they weren't to make the top six, by the way, Bangor, right? I think they'd be the bookies' favourite for seventh. And at present, Bangor fans and management team might settle for seventh.
The big game this weekend, of course, is Aberystwyth against Newtown. A draw, really, I don't think will suit either of them. But, Jonah, have Aber been awful and left it too late?
Yeah, what a time for Ian Hughes for his team to go on a bad run, Aber. You know, they've gone on their worst run of results. Still has a chance, though. You know, his experienced and quality group of players, they've surely got one big game left in them, you know, to just maybe sneak in the top six. They've gone on a bad run, but I don't see that, you know, carrying on like it has. They had the games, by the way, and Ian, I know that, and his group of players, where they... If they were showing any sort of form, they could have got in the last couple of weeks. Newtown, you know, they've had a long season. Is that season starting to catch up? No break. You know, they had the enjoyment of the European football, which will stay with their players forever. Does it catch up with you after so long? You know, this will most probably be 12 months now without any break. Is there going to be an excuse about that? There can't be an excuse about Aber's form. There can't be any excuse about Newtown's long season. There can't be any excuse. They're both down to the wire. And whoever wins that game could be in the top six. And there will be one happy changing room on Saturday night and one desperately disappointed changing room.
while hoping to be in the happy changing room on Saturday night is Chris Hughes, the new town manager. He joins us now. Hope you're well, Chris. What do you think of the game?
It's going to be an exciting day Saturday, and we're just pleased to be part of it.
Is there an element of frustration about that season so far? I mean, to be fair, though, there has been inconsistency amongst quite a lot of other sides, isn't there?
Been really, really crippled by injuries, really, and we've struggled to get some consistency in our results, really. And I think that just reflects in the inconsistency of the team selection. I think the first three games of the season, we made one change, and then after that, we've had the injuries to key players, which has unsettled the team, and we've moved players about. But I think to be where we are, it's testament to our players, and they've really not whinged about it. We've not moaned about it. We've got on with it. But I think it's going to be an exciting day Saturday, and we're just pleased to be part of it.
You drew with Aberystwyth when you played them earlier on in the season.
We've had some great games against them in the past. Ian's a good manager. They've got a good set of players there. We're looking to the game. We were disappointed with our performance and result last Friday up at Bangor. Bangor threw the win on the night. We need to refocus. We know what we need to do on Saturday. And that's all we can do. We can only control ourselves and what we do.
Well, one man who's got to keep his eagle eye over all of this on Saturday. Please feel sorry for him, Dylan Ebenezer and the team from Scorio. Dylan, welcome to the podcast. It's been one heck of a season so far, hasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Glorious chaos so far, and it's going to continue on the weekend. But I do love the split in the season. People might not like the format of 12 teams, but you can't deny that since it's changed this part of the season, when it goes down to who's in the top half, who's in the bottom half, it's incredible how tight it gets every year, to be honest.
I'm working from the bottom up. You have to say, the fact that Bangor are still in it is a bit of a minor miracle. I mean, I've mentioned on the podcast, their form at home is abysmal. It's as if they should play away all the time.
Yeah, totally. It is a surprise that they're still there. The thing with Bangor is, it wouldn't surprise you if they snuck in. I can't see it happening this time, but we'll see how big a signing Steve Lewis turns out to be. I wasn't that surprised they went for that type of player, because they're still missing Les Davis so much, and it might just work for them. You'd like to think they could move on and try a different style, but they're sticking to what they know, and it could just turn their season around.
Now, Carmarthen Town are an interesting one in this mix, because they've got one more point than Aberystwyth and Bangor, but that goal difference, minus 13, the worst amongst those in the mix, is that really going to hold them back on Saturday?
I think, funnily enough, they're one of my favourites to make it into the top half. I just see them doing it, because I know the goal difference is terrible, but the fact that Aberystwyth are playing Newtown is going to be crucial, I'd have thought. I can see Aberystwyth winning, because they do win the big games. They're a funny team. If I was their manager, I'd be so frustrated, having lost the last three, and two of them against Hanford West and Pathalbert. No offence, obviously, Alfred West are obviously getting better, as their game at Bala showed. But after losing three in a row, you wouldn't be surprised to see Aberystwyth beat Newtown in a one-off game and still not make the top half after losing three in a row. You think maybe that's what they deserve, to be really cruel to them. We'll all be watching on Saturday, wondering what's going on everywhere. It'll be chaos.
The reason I haven't talked much about Aberystwyth and Newtown is because Trumpet Noise is your game, your live game, Saturday 5:15 on S4C. It's the great one to pick, because whatever happens in that game, it just has so much effect on the other sides as well, doesn't it?
So we've had an eye on it for a few weeks now, wondering.
Well, Dylan, I hope you've got a good calculator. Have you got like some sort of Carol Vorderman or Rachel Riley next to you who does all of this stuff?
Seeing we're talking females, I know you spoke to Nikki John recently,
yeah.
who's left us for a while anyway. Well, she's gone on to much more important things, starting a family. But Gwenan Harris is joining us this weekend, the former Welsh international. So she's joining the team while Nikki's away. So I don't know what a maths is like. I hope it's quite good. Anyway, I know Malcolm Allen's maths is rubbish. But yeah, Gwenan will be with us. She's a teacher. So it could be all right.
I was going to say, I hope it is, because looking at your team there, Jonah can't add up for Toffee. You're not so great in it. Mal Allen's not so great in it. You definitely need somebody who can work it out. The only time Jonah gets his sums right is when he's worked out his match fee.
Yes, he's good at that. No, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. We've got excellent researchers that keep us going. They make us sound intelligent when I think everybody else knows what the truth is. But there we are. No, they're worth their weight in gold, fair play.
That's one heck of a job, and it will be one heck of a job for you all on Saturday. We'll be watching with absolute interest because it will be exciting, and this league has not let us down in terms of excitement so far this season, so why should it next Saturday? Dylan, thanks for your time on the podcast, and brace yourself for the weekend. Well, another thing we talked about on the podcast last week from Haverford West was luck, and they run out of it again. A great game. Not for Haverford West, though. They lost 3-2. Let's get the thoughts of beleaguered Wayne Jones. And then after that, from the other side, a very happy Lee Hunt.
Well, totally gutted to come up here and obviously take a two-goal lead, to see the game out, to lose 3-2. In the manner we did, you know, second half especially, I was a little bit disappointed because I thought first half, you know, we fought that we competed. Second half, you know, they've had a real good go at us, and to be fair to them, they, you know, they battered us second half, and I think that was the difference. Well, we've stopped the rot in terms of, you know, not scoring as such, but it's just a case of, you know, seeing games out and obviously being strong and disciplined enough to do that.
No, I think it was our own mistakes today that why we were 2-0 down. So if we cut our own mistakes, we wouldn't be 2-0 down, you know what I mean? So same as last game as well, we showed a lot of character to come back after being 1-0 down last week and getting the win, and we've done the same again tonight, but we need to stop conceding silly goals and putting ourselves in that situation.
Well, there we go. Unlucky again, Wayne Jones, wasn't he? Luck never travels with that boy, does it, Jonah?
So unlucky. I mean, when he went 2-0 up, though, I think you'd be disappointed, Wayne, because they've been playing so well. They've been defending so well as well. Yeah, unlucky goals have gone against them, but he'll tell you, right, they were 2-0 up, and once you're 2-0 up in this league, you should see out the points.
Well, Bala got the points, and of course, the big match that's nothing really to do with the last two places of the top six, but is still an interesting fixture. Nevertheless, Llandudno playing Bala this weekend.
Yeah, two teams sitting second and third in the league. Magnificent season. We've gone on about NBI Llandudno's magnificent season, and Bala, didn't they? You know, they timed it right to play well with their games in hand, and they've gone into second spot, and I'm sure they'll want to stay there. They finished second last season. And you have to say especially well done to NBI Llandudno. We've said over the course of the season they've been a breath of fresh air. And if they can just keep it up with new signing as well, just brought back from New Zealand, Alan Morgan's former striker and fan favourite Mark Evans. He spent the last 7 months in New Zealand. He returns to the club. He scored 25 goals in 32 games last year. And he's gone to New Zealand and scored 21 goals in 17 games with Melville AFC. So, you know, Morgs has most probably spent the whole budget for the next 2 years on bringing him back from New Zealand. We knew you were start going to go big, Morgs. You're seriously in contention for Europe. All the best for Saturday.
That's the only bit of transfer news we've got this week. It was quite busy last week, wasn't it? And then we got one about NBI Llandudno. Not much else happening on the transfer wire as we record this podcast. But of course, if you do want to find out the latest news on who's going where, go to the Welsh Premier League website, welshpremier.co.uk. Well, some say it's a tough job being a Talbot fan anyway, especially when you have to go travelling up and down the country watching Welsh Premier League, or you get the chance to stay in Aberystwyth for the weekend. Dylan was one of those guys that braved a weekend in windy West Wales and got his just rewards with the result. Dylan, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
All right, not bad. How are you doing after your little trip?
Well, to be honest with you, Mark, it was a bit of a nightmare all weekend. We drove up Friday night, got to Carmarthen, the game's called off, so then I ended up staying in Aberystwyth then for 3 nights, 2 nights longer than obviously I originally planned, and then I was told again Saturday night that the game's off, but it turned out it wasn't, and then it's two inspections Sunday, so I was on the edge of my seat waiting for that to be confirmed on, and then obviously the game was on, 3-1, so it was all worth it in the end, really.
I'll talk about the result in a second, but come on, TripAdvisor time, where's the best places to spend 3 lost days in Aberystwyth?
To be honest, a bit of a nightmare. It was rubbish, really.
Not a big fan, no big nightlife to go to, no large in it in Aberystwyth?
No, nothing, no, I was just a bit annoyed still from Friday night, I think.
And you drowned your sorrows for 2 solid days. I bet your liver took a battering, did it?
Yes, yeah, it did a bit, yeah.
Well, anyway, the game went ahead and the form would suggest you shouldn't be winning against Aberystwyth, and then that's a pretty comprehensive performance, isn't it?
To be honest, we are one of the most frustrating teams in the league. Obviously, we started off like a house on fire at the start of the season. And then we just went off the boil completely. And now all of a sudden, we're getting ourselves to where it landed now. And then losing 3-0 at home to teams like Vale and Connors Quay. And then we're beating teams like Argus the other way 3-1. So, yeah, it's very frustrating for me being a fan. But I mean, I wouldn't have it anyway. I'd rather be without a fan than a TNS fan, put it that way.
Calm down, calm down. Obviously, that trip to Aberystwyth wound you up a treat, doesn't it? Look, yeah. That is the interesting thing now. We're into a split now. You guys obviously are going to be in the bottom six. And you're saying, you know, you can win against the big teams at the top, or you can give them a bit of a fight, but, you know, hard to beat the Rills. So are you a little bit worried now that, you know, you're now playing sides that you've struggled to perform against in the first half of the season?
Oh, I don't know. I think if you can go back to the Rill, Connors Quay, the Haverd West home games, the Carmarthen home games, I think we would beat them any of the day. I just don't know what happened those days, but I think any of the day, but Haverd Town is better than most teams in that league at home and away.
Injury's been a bit of a problem, hasn't it?
Just a bit. I mean, I think Sunday we had 10 players not there and we had 3 or 4 players out of position as well, but then we ended up getting results. So I don't know what it is, but as soon as we're down to bare bones, we get results then, put out the bag somehow.
Well done for surviving Aberystwyth. You should get some little badge, really, shouldn't you, for surviving 3 nights in Aberystwyth? I tell you what, I wouldn't want to be a hotel owner in Bala or Connors Quay or anywhere like that. If you're as grumpy as this, or Haverford West, another
well,
day
I'm
trip.
I'm very hard of peas, Mark. Unless you win the Welsh Cup and finish seventh, I won't be happy.
That sounds like a Petalbert fan all along, that does.
Yeah.
Thank you all very much for making the record figures that we got on the listening last week. Keep on telling your friends, your enemies, the taxman, the postman. We're the best podcast in town for Welsh football, especially Welsh Premier League football. Next week, we'll be previewing the World Cup final and chewing the fat over what's about to be a truly super Saturday. Have a fantastic one, however it turns out for your clubs. See you next week. Bye.
Brought to you by Audioboom.